2, lead pencils with erasers. Currently, we have a sign at 68 degrees. That's 1.187 radians. This is Tom Wagner reporting for the U.S. Calculus Service.
KCPR's April Fool's presentation of 91 Entertainment is made possible by a grant from our friends at True Lies magazine.
Entertainment for April Fool's Day 1978, a once-in-a-lifetime account of what we wish was happening around San Luis Obispo County, because Public Service Radio, KCPR, thought you'd like to know. Why not start off the night of April 1st by breathing some fresh air? The Cal Poly Health Center will be selling jelly jars full of imported air from Denver through the El Corral bookstore. The charge is nominal, and you will be supporting the We Short People Hate Randy Newman Foundation. All of the air will be clean and fresh with no preservatives, so you will be able to prepare for the night ahead. In a special benefit concert this Thursday night, the Beatles will be performing at Chumash Auditorium. Concert committee member Vince Allen has also been able to back up the big reunion with lesser-known groups such as the Rolling Stones, the Monkees, the Rootles, and the Hen House 5 plus 2. There will be two big showings beginning at 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening and noon on Friday. So don't forget, that's the reunion of the Beatles this Monday night in Cal Poly's Chumash Auditorium. This Sunday night, the Muir Mountain Maniacs will be sponsoring their third annual sex orgy at Muir Hall in room 426. Guests are welcome, and admission is 50 cents for the general public and 25 cents for Cal Poly and Cuesta students. The Muir Hall residents will get in free with the punch of their meal tickets. Tomorrow afternoon, the first preseason game for the Cal Poly Women's Powder Puff Football League will take place as the defending champion Thunder Chicks meet the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Mustang Stadium. Game time is 1:30, and the Thunder Chicks are favored by 2 points. Also Sunday night, the ASI Films Committee will be showing the epic Andy Warhol film, Mustard Jar on the Kitchen Table. The film will be shown only once, beginning at 4 p.m. and ending at midnight. Being shown with the mustard jar on the kitchen table will be The Ten Commandments, starring Charlton Heston, and a Daffy Duck cartoon. If you're looking for good music and drink this weekend, comedian Steve Martin will be at the Cigar Factory. Sammy Davis Jr. and the Muppets are at the Jetty Saloon in Shell Beach. Charles Colson and the Burglars are in Lompoc, and the Breakers Bar features the punk country sound of Bill Sadistic and Kinky Lee. The Jersey Made Sisters are appearing at the Creamery, and Wayne Newton is at McClintock Saloon in San Luis Obispo. Lot of Sand is at the beach, and the Vienna Choir Boys will be appearing at the Darkroom. And don't forget, there's plenty of dancing parking at both Flat Tortillas and the Dropout. And that's what's happening this weekend in San Luis Obispo County. For 91 Entertainment, this is Cheryl Allen wishing you an excellent April Fool's Day.
KCPR's April Fool's presentation of 91 Entertainment is made possible by a grant from our friends at True Lies magazine.
Hi, Tom Allen for Pal Stereo. I'm here in the new Pal Stereo store on Taft, and we're celebrating with a grand opening sale. How do you like the speakers you got at Pal Stereo? Did you get a good deal?
I think I just got an excellent deal here at Pal Stereo, Tom. The value was just fantastic, and the salespeople here are just so nice.
Did you check any other stores in town?
Yes, I checked all the other stores in town, but Pal Stereo's gives me the best value for my dollar.
That's what we say here at Pal Stereo. Just look at this, a complete GSR turntable for only $199.95. You can't find it any cheaper. If you're into really high-quality sound, how about this Norcasitas tuner and two matching speakers, all for the low price of only 29 cents? That's a deal that can't be beat. Jump in a Mustang. Jump in a Burrow. Come on down. Take it from me, Tom Allen. Pal Stereo is the place to buy sound equipment. Pal Stereo, Guadalupe, Los Osos, Dismal Beach, Arroyo Grande, and our new Taft store. Don't miss the grand opening sale. Pal Stereo, now!
Since this is our last show, I've asked a very special guest to come in today and give us his views of KCPR 1978.
In retrospect, to KCPR 1978 is like Dan DeRue once told me while he was taking a shower in the Dallas Cowboy locker room. He said, "Howard, you're getting your microphone wet." Wait a minute, that's terrible. If you can't take the heat, get out of the shower. That's what he used to say. Boy, is this bad.
Oh, golly, Mr. Green Jeans.
For those of you people out there who've always wondered what the professional side of radio, that is, the people who get paid to do all of this crazy stuff, think of KCPR. Well, listen to this.
I think the KCPR usually gets really good about this time of year.
Oh, well, say something off the wall.
Off the wall? I'm not a funny man. I'm a music man.
Just say, just say, KCPR is my favorite radio station.
I can't say that.
How about second favorite? Can you say second favorite?
No, I could say third favorite, though.
Third favorite. Okay. Say, this is Cap McLean. KCPR is my third favorite radio station.
You want me to say that for you?
Certainly.
Okay, this is Cap McLean, and KCPR is my third most favorite radio station.
Hi. This is the KZOZ secretary. When I'm on the moon, I listen to my second favorite radio station, KCPR.
Hi, this is Doc Phillips of KZOZ, and KCPR is my second favorite radio station.
This is Tony Kent, owner-manager of KPGA in Pismo Beach. KCPR is my second favorite radio station, whenever I can hear it.
Oh, this is Mark Roberts of KSLA, and I don't care what anybody says, but KCPR is my third favorite radio station.
This is Mark Hendricks from Country KATY, and contrary to popular belief, KCPR is my favorite radio station.
Hi, this is Jim Allen from KVEC, and I just want to say KCPR is my favorite radio station because they let me read the intro to Pacific Concert every day.
For the past 3 or 4 days now, we've been looking at the history of KCPR, the last 10 years. Well, let's take a look at the future now. I asked next year's program director, Russ Scherer, what the listeners can expect for KCPR 1978-1979.
Next year, what you can look forward to at KCPR. Squeaky chairs. No talent. Marv Miller will be gone, so it'll be a lot nicer. Huh, next year.
Serious.
Next year. Okay, seriously. Okay. Next year at KCPR, our music should probably sound just like it has, because that's what people have indicated they like on all our surveys and on all the ratings and things that we have looked at. That people enjoy what we're doing, and that's what we're here for, basically, to let people enjoy us and have people listen to us. We're also going to try and work in some new exciting public affairs programs, get rid of some of our public affairs programs that aren't really that interesting, and try and break a lot more new music and let people listen to the really good stuff that's coming out all the time. Our jocks hopefully will be enjoyable to listen to, as most of them have been this year. And we just really want KCPR to be your radio home so that you can turn on your radio and listen to some friendly voices, play some friendly good music.
That's next year's program director, Russ Scherer. And that's all for today. That's all forever. This is the last 10th year. I won't be back next week, same time, or same station. But thanks for listening anyhow. At this time, I'd like to thank my dog Barney and my turtle Leroy for all their moral support in getting this program on the air. I'm Marv Miller. The 10th year is a production of ZBS. At this time, I'd also like to congratulate KCPR staff members Carla Sanders, Kevin Riggs, Randy Cardoon, and me. We're all graduating.
All the world is so delighted, and the kids are so excited.